Just 2 weeks after the strongest earthquake in the region in more than 30 years, residents of Noatak and others near the far western edge of the Brooks Range felt another series of powerful quakes over the weekend. Mike West is a state seismologist and director of the Alaska Earthquake Center in Fairbanks. He says the 5.5 magnitude quake that struck less than an hour after midnight Friday came about 2 weeks to the day after an even stronger quake on April 18th.
The second one, it now has its own whole set of aftershocks. There was quite a number of earthquakes all through Saturday that were part of the aftershock sequence of this second earthquake.
Those aftershocks were similarly strong, with seven rated a magnitude 4 or stronger. West says the two strong quakes followed by powerful aftershocks are likely caused by the same geological forces.
It's important to think of this as a sequence. Stress was building up through the normal movement of plate tectonics, and that needed to be relieved. The earthquake on April 18th, Friday's earthquake, all the aftershocks from both of those are all sort of part of this process.
Like April's quake, Friday night's shaker was felt in Noatak, at the giant Red Dog zinc mine, and even in Kotzebue. Despite the powerful second shake, West says there's no danger beyond frayed nerves on the horizon. Nonetheless, the Earthquake Center is visiting Noatak and Kotzebue this week to install seismology equipment to better observe the activity.
We have plans right now to install probably two seismic stations in and around the source of the earthquake. And this is driven not so much by a concern for something to come, but we want to be prepared and, frankly, better understand why these earthquakes occurred in the first place.
The last time the region saw seismic activity on par with these two most recent quakes was back in 1981, when a 5.5 quake struck in roughly the same area, some 30 miles north of Noatak.